The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford.
Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about biotech and mergers.
Well, Mike Gatto walked onto the stage, palms sweating, and faced the auditorium. From the crowd, thousands of stern faces stared back at him. Gatto knew they wanted answers, and he hoped the only one he had would be good enough. As the head of the healthcare investment banking at J.P. Morgan Chase, Gatto and his team had weathered a few rough years, and as he prepared to address the room, biotechnology companies, once strong market performers, were now reeling from a big downturn. Back in the 2010s, the market sentiment had been positive and capital funding abundant. This had fueled successful drug development across the industry. For example, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA, approved a record-breaking 55 drugs in 2017. And by 2022, however, investors had begun pulling back on the speculative biotech sector, and the capital funding all but dried up. So to help reignite the broader industry, Gatto needed to secure a major deal. And that's where the $28 billion sale of biotech leader Horizon Therapeutics came into play.
And how did this big biotech sale come to fruition?
Gatto and his team had spent months negotiating the terms of this big sale to pharmaceutical giant Amgen. It was the industry's biggest acquisition of the year. It was also one of the biggest deals of Gatto's professional life. He hoped it signaled a turnaround for the biotech space and a willingness of capital markets to help revive this weary sector. The Horizon Amgen deal had finally closed just weeks before Gatto took the stage at the 2023 J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference. The event was a real who's who of industry giants, with CEOs of J.P. Morgan Chase, Biogen, and Vial all in attendance. Typically, the conference is a popular place to announce major new mergers and acquisitions, or M&As, and even negotiate new ones. But after a year of foiled deals and evaporating funding, Gatto knew the mega healthcare operators and investors sitting in front of him were scared about the future. So, with a calming breath, Gatto made his announcement. As evidenced by the Horizon Amgen deal, biotech M&A were on the rise once again, and the industry environment in 2023 should be, quote, really vibrant.
But despite Gatto's confidence, was the biotech sector vibrant in 2023?
No, investors proved just as timid about the healthcare industry that year as they had been in 2022. Almost half of all biotech firms struggled to access funding in 2023, drastically impeding the development of new drugs. And more than one-third of respondents to an industry survey from Healthcare Intelligence and clinical research firm ICON felt that cost management was the most significant barrier to innovation. And to top it all off, the Horizon Amgen deal was the first pharmaceutical merger in more than a decade to be challenged by the Federal Trade Commission. As part of a settlement reached to address antitrust claims, Amgen is now prohibited from bundling any of its products with those of Tepezza or Krystexxa, Horizon's two new leading products for treating thyroid eye disease and gout, respectively. So what looked like a market bottom had faked out even the most in-the-know financiers. Simply put, the cost of capital had gotten too high, and this caused many deals to crumble and made new funding increasingly harder to find. But today, we're seeing a decisive shift in the biotech space, and news from the 2024 J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference indicates that the worst may be behind us. So several promising tailwinds are boosting the industry, including significant M&A deals and a change in the U.S. Federal Reserve's monetary policy. So these factors, combined with a focus on cutting-edge tech advances, it should rekindle major biotech deals and nurture research and development in that space.
But let's take a closer look at the challenges that have plagued the biotech industry.
The biotech sector has been in a major slump. It has endured a long, thorough beating over the past couple years, and 2023 was especially painful. Last year, more than 180 biotech and pharmaceutical firms collectively laid off thousands of employees, while some ceased operations altogether. In addition, funding has become increasingly difficult as both public and private markets have soured on unprofitable and speculative biotech investments. Some firms are even staring down the barrel of bankruptcy. It all began with the pandemic-fueled biotech economic frenzy of 2020. During that time, the government handed out, quote, free money, and interest rates reached historic lows. That, combined with biotech's role in COVID-19 vaccine development, encouraged even early-stage biotech companies to go public. And they did so in a market that was fully willing to provide them with the generous valuations they desired. But that party quickly ended as skyrocketing interest rates pushed investors away from risky startups, choked business deals, and saddled firms with hefty borrowing costs. Biotech companies rely heavily on debt for drug development, and the Fed's interest rate hikes, which pushed short-term rates to multi-decade highs, hit young, unprofitable companies the hardest. These conditions flushed out the biotech market, causing small, poorly capitalized companies to be acquired by larger, cash-rich enterprises looking to spur their own stagnating growth.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.